Well, to conclude our Metromedia magazine of the air today, we all call upon a comedian, a singer, an actor, a legend. Although Jimmy Durante would be the last to claim a legendary role in show business, he truly has a place in all American hearts. Jimmy Durante. Jimmy, welcome to the Metromedia magazine.
Thanks a million for inviting me on, Jim.
Jimmy, what was the name of the fellow who won that Academy Award? Guggenheim?
Guggenheim. Yeah.
That was the hit of the show this year.
Do you know a very funny thing about that? When I was on radio, I got the Peabody Award, mm-hmm. and he got a Peabody Award for some show, I didn't know. He told me this later, and he told me I was his good luck charm.
You and Martha Ray, what a team. What was it, the technical awards you gave out this year?
No, the documentary.
The documentary.
Yeah, you know, documentary.
It was the hit of the show.
It sounds important.
Jimmy, you're probably one of the first in show business who parodied singing and who made fun of his own singing, yet a year ago, those of us who played disc jockey were surprised to see a serious record come down the line from an album. Jimmy, who convinced you to record for Warner Brothers in the style that you have been doing lately?
Well, Jackie Barnett did all my songs on the television and radio, and I had done September song on my own television shows, and songs like I Believe and Young at Heart. And a very funny thing happened, and I think it's the greatest thrill of my life. I did Count Your Blessings on one of my shows for Texaco's. Mm-hmm. This is about 55, 56. And right after the show, I got a call from Irving Berlin.
Really?
Whom I know for years. Uh-huh. And he said, Jimmy, he says, that's the first time that song has been sung the way it should be sung. Mm-hmm. And that was a real, real compliment. Well, then I did the September song on Bob Hope's show, mm-hmm. and after the show he made me repeat it for the audience, mm-hmm. and Rose Orchestra back then had a million violins.
Yeah.
And I suppose that's what they wanted to hear. And Jackie said, let's make an album for the interested Warner Brothers, and that was the start of it.
It was a very sentimental. How did it feel, Jimmy, being in show business for so many years, and suddenly you've got a top 10 record along with the Beatles?
Now, do you know how that happened? I think it was here in Los Angeles. The rock and roll station here played it.
Yeah.
I don't know who got him to play it, because I think it was the first one. It was the first ballad he ever had on that show.
Well, I imagine Joe Smith and his crew over at Warner Brothers did a lot of work on that.
That's right. And so after he played the record, he says to the youngsters, he says, if you like it, call me up and I'll play it again. I hear that he got 100 calls. Mm-hmm. He got 100 calls, and he made it the record of the week.
I see. Well, it certainly turned out to be the record of about 3 months, the way it took off. Every station in the country was playing.
And I tell you something, I think the song and the lyrics, I think they fit me. I can't see a young fella, mm-hmm. singing that number.
Well, Walter Houston introduced it, didn't
I? Seen the show. Mm-hmm. I was there opening night when Walter Houston sang it.
Well, let's hear it again, September song and Jimmy Durante.
Thank you.
When I was a young man caught in the girls, I played me a waiting game. If a maid refused me with tossing curls, I let the old earth take a couple of whirls, while I plied her with tears and lure of pearls. And as time came around, she came my way. And as time came around, she came. Oh, it's a long, long while from May to December, but the days grow short when you reach September, when the autumn weather turns the leaves to flame. One hasn't got time for the waiting game. Oh, the days dwindle down to a precious few. September, November. Precious days I'll spend with you. These precious days I'll spend with you. Precious day. I'll spend with you.
And that's the record that got you on the charts, right, Jim?
That's right.
Now we've got
and
a new album.
And that's the first record that ever made any kind of little noise.
I see Jackie Barnett is on the album cover along with your credits, and Gordon Jenkins this time. And this second album, it'd be more or less along the lines of the first and second?
Yes, the only difference is here, this is the first time in my life I've ever played with just violins.
Uh-huh.
There's no trumpets, no trombones, no oboes.
Just you and a soft background.
And I think he's one of the greatest arrangers in the business. You know, he plays a one-finger piano in here. Uh-huh. That really intrigues me.
Well, some of the greatest reporters are one-finger artists.
Yeah.
Jimmy, it's often been asked, how long are you going to keep it up?
Well, I've been asked that question quite a few times, Jim. And I want to say, when you're out front there, mm-hmm, and you hear 1,000 or 2,000 people laughing, uh-huh, and they enjoy your act, and it seems to be like a party out there, as though I was in their home, in a cafe. Mm-hmm. And I say to myself, and this is the truth, while I'm on there, I pray to God it never ends. And I think the people will tell you just when to retire, when they stop coming to see you.
Have you ever gone to a point like that, that you were discouraged and you thought maybe the schnoz has had it?
Well, I tell you, in 1940 to 43 was really the darkest years of my, mm-hmm, life. I lost my whole family, five. Mm-hmm. Wiped out the entire family. That was my wife, mm-hmm, my dad, my sister, brother, and her dad. And 40 to 43 was, I'll never forget it. My wife was very, very sick. And I had said to Lou Clayton, you know, Clayton Jackson, yes, uh-huh, at Durante, I said, Lou, book me 3 or 4 weeks. So he booked about 4 weeks in New York around the Lou theaters. So she was feeling a little better, and I went to New York, and I called up, and she was a little worse. And so I said, Lou, cancel the dates. I'm going home. And but I said, borrow $2,500. I said, borrow $2,500 and I'll get home. So he got the $2,500 and I went home. And 3 weeks later, my wife died.
Well, after this depressing period, wasn't it shortly thereafter that you and Gary Moore teamed up on radio?
Yes. It was right after that.
Uh-huh.
About a week later, we went and done a guest shot for Camels.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did 6 shows at that time. And then they booked us for a series, and we were on for years.
It's
and a funny thing, talking about Gary Moore, you know, after we were together, I don't know, about 8 years,
mm-hmm.
show was going great,
yeah,
really going great, high up there in the ratings. He came to me and he says, Jimmy, he says, I'd like to go out on my own, Jimmy. Well, I said, Gary, if that's the way you feel, I said, although I says, this is a success, I says, why don't we keep going? And he said, believe me, Jimmy, I haven't spoken to nobody. I don't know where I'm going from here,
mm-hmm.
but I got the feeling I want to go on alone. And he didn't have a thing in sight.
And look what
there
happened.
Was no office, no nothing. He just decided to quit. Now, that was a lot of courage on Gary. Now, the reason I'm telling you that is, night before last, I'm sitting home, and I was doing some mail, and a knock is on the door. And who is it but Gary Moore? He had just come back from his tour around the world, and he's in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, his wife's got to go in for some light surgery. And he sat down, and we had the longest talk that we've had that since we've been together.
Yeah, wonderful.
And he said, Jimmy, you know when I left? He said, you know, that was my darkest moments.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have nothing, didn't know where he was going. Thank God, though, everything happens for the best, they say.
And certainly
and
did in his case.
He certainly went to the top. And one more thing I'd like to say about it is, he said, you know, the same thing, what happened to you, Jimmy, he's talking about Carol Burnett.
Yes,
and he says, I learned this from you. He said, when she came and wanted to leave, he says, I didn't coax her to say. I said, if that's the way you want it, I says, that's the way it's going to be.
Jimmy, how's the new family?
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Well, it's a big change having a child in a family.
I'll bet it is.
She's 3 years old now, little Cece. She's 3 years and 4 months old.
And I bet you got her picture with you, too. Jimmy, let's see, you were married about 4 years now, isn't it?
Yeah, it'd be 5 years,
five years in
December.
And then
5 years.
What prompted you to adopt the girl, your
what?
Little daughter? What prompted you to adopt your little daughter?
Well, Margie, my wife,
yeah.
She said, Jimmy, she had a dog, little poodle,
uh-huh.
And she loved that dog like a human being.
Mm-hmm.
Loved like a human being. And it's a wonderful dog. And I love that little animal. And she kept prodding me and prodding me and prodding me. And I says, well, if you want it, all right, Marge.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I want something to love. And we went, you know, the welfare.
Sure.
They're wonderful people on the level. It's a wonderful thing that they go right into your life and find out all about before you can adopt the child. But they were opposed to it. One thing they were opposed to it was the age.
Yeah.
And anyway, make a long story short, we went before Judge Lucas in Burbank. And he had seen and heard me saying, young at heart. He had seen me in a cafe. I'd No, it was the Moulin Rouge, and I sang Young at Heart, so it was Parting Words were. I've seen Mr. Durante, and he said, I heard him sing Young at Heart, and in my heart, I really believe he's hung it yon. So he says, take the baby home.
Jimmy Durante, may you remain young at heart and young in spirit for years.
Thank you.
Fairy tales can come true. It can happen to you. If you're young at heart, for it's hard you will find to be narrow of mind. If you're young at heart, you can go to extremes with impossible schemes. You can laugh when your dreams fall apart at the seams. And life becomes exciting with each passing day. And love is either in your heart or on its way. Don't you know that it's worth every treasure on earth to be young at heart? For as rich as you are, it's much better by far to be young at heart. If you should survive to 105, look at all you derive just by being alive. Now here is the best part. You have a head start if you are amongst the very young at heart.
And so concludes another edition of KLAC's Metromedia Magazine of the Air. Our thanks to those who made this such an enjoyable Sunday morning, along with our guests, Danny Dark, Roger Barkley, Charlie Arlington, Sam Benson, and John Dixon. This is Jim Ramsburg, hoping you'll join us again next week at this time, wishing you and yours a good week from your Metromedia Magazine of the Air.
And if you should survive to 105, look at all you derive just by being alive. Now here is the best part. You have a head start if you are amongst the very young at heart.